大家好。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
开头的时候，请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
As we begin, may you please join me in reading some of God's word.
请弟兄姊妹打开创世纪第四章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
我们从第一节读到第四节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 4.
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说耶和华使我得了一个男子，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。我请弟兄姊妹特别注意这句话说啊，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Chapter 4, verse 1. Now the man had relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain. And she said, I have gotten a man-child with the help of the Lord. Again, she gave birth to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. May brothers and sisters pay attention to this phrase here. And Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel, on his part, also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions, and the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering.
第五节啊，我们就看前面一句，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
And verse 5, we'll just pay attention to the first half.But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard.
好，我们再请看弟兄姊妹看出埃及记第三章。
Now let's read Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第十三节和十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说，他叫什么名字？我要对他们说什么呢？神对摩西说，我是自有永有的。又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。
Then Moses said to God, Behold, I am going to the sons of Israel, and I will say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. Now they may say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you.
我们看见英文圣经里面很清楚讲到神说呢 I am that I am 啊，那么这个自有永有就是 I am that I am。
So let's pay attention to the English translation where God says I am who I am。
然后我们请弟兄姊妹看这个希伯来书第十一章。
And now we'll turn to Hebrews chapter 11、
啊、第六节
Verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。我们都知道在原文里面啊，因为到神面前的来的人必须信神是。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him.For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So pay attention here that it says, For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
然后我们请弟兄姊妹再看这个哥林多后书。
And now, my brothers and sisters, please turn to 2 Corinthians.
Second
Corinthians chapter 1.
第20节,
verse 20.
神的应许不论有多少, 在基督都是是的, 所以借着他也都是实在的。 那个实在原文是阿们, 叫神因我们得荣耀。
Verse 20, for as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us.
我想最后请弟兄姊妹看一节圣经，这个哥林多前书15章。
Now we'll take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
15章第28节
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 28.
这里说万物既服了他，这主指的主耶稣说的，那时子也要自己服在那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all.
你看英文很清楚啊，这里讲到 God is all and in all. 这个是在哥林多前书15章里面所说的。
So it's clear in an English translation when it says, so that God may be all in all.
Okay, 好。 那我们圣经呢，就暂时读这些。So
this will conclude our scripture reading for now.
我们昨天已经和弟兄姊妹交通过。So
yesterday we shared with brothers and sisters.
这次特会呢，我的负担呢，要和弟兄姊妹讲到，在关键时候的正确的反应，属灵的反应。My
burden for this retreat is to have the proper spiritual reaction in a critical time.
那么我们也讲到，今天呢，实在我们已经处在一个非常关键的时期。And
today we are in a critical time.
那么主回来的日子那么的迫近啊。
Because the day of the Lord's return will come soon.
所以我们需要用主的话来彼此提醒。
So we need to use God's word to remind each other.
那么我这次呢，特别是用创世纪先祖们的经历啊，那么来和弟兄姊妹们彼此提醒。
So here I wanted to use the story of these ancestors in Genesis to remind you.
我们感觉很奇妙啊，在人类历史一开头的时候，神就把这些话摆在那里来提醒我们。So
it is quite amazing that God teaches us in the very beginning of mankind.
我们说过，这些人呢，这些人物，他们的故事很简单。And
we said that these figures, that their stories are quite simple.
但是他们所说明的原则呢，非常的重要。
But the principle that they show forth is very important.
我们讲过昨天亚当夏娃因为受到仇敌的迷惑，他们做了错误的选择。Yesterday
we shared that because Adam and Eve were deceived by the enemy that they made the wrong choice.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道神造亚当夏娃是非常的有智慧。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God used his wisdom to create Adam and Eve.
虽然圣经中没有讲到夏娃聪不聪明，但是我们相信他们是聪明的。
And we don't know whether Adam and Eve are not described as intelligent, but we know that they are intelligent.
亚当这么的聪明，这么有智慧。
And Adam, who had so much intelligence and wisdom,
都挡不住。 仇敌的这个迷惑。
Even he could not withstand deception of the enemy.
所以我们千万不要自信啊，自以为自己很有智慧，自己很能够应付这个环境。
So let us not become arrogant, thinking that we are full of wisdom and can withstand the deception.
这个古老的仇敌啊，
and this enemy of old,
他的诡计，他的迷惑是很厉害的。
His deception, his schemes are very powerful.
虽然圣经呢，老早就把这个故事摆在那里。
And the Bible shows forth the story in the beginning.
那么，我们晓得犹太人他们几千年前就开始读到这个故事。
And so the Jews must have read of this story thousands of years ago.
但是，你人就是落在他的迷惑里面。
But these people are still in the midst of this deception.
我记得这个马丁路德。
I remember Martin Luther.
好像有首诗歌，不晓得，应该是他写的。
There is a hymn that he wrote.
他说呢，这个古老的仇敌啊，能力这个诡计多大。
He wrote that this enemy of old, how great are his schemes.
但这诗歌告诉我们，他就是虽然。他是这样的诡计，他没有改变，他一直在用这个诡计，但是却是非常的有用啊。
And the hymn talks about how the enemy is so scheming, and he has continued to use his schemes.
我们看见教会历史，教会在第五个世纪之后呢，就被迷惑变成天主教去了。
And we know that the church in around the 5th century were deceived, and as a result, Catholicism came about.
这个一迷惑了，迷惑了一千年呐、啊。
And they were deceived for 1,000 years.
然后整个欧洲就落在黑暗的时期里面。
And all of Europe would then fell into darkness.
我们就在这段时间中，没有一个人有智慧吗
？And can we say that in during this era that not one was wise?
我们晓得这一段的中古的历史中出现很多有智慧的人。
And we know that throughout history there were many wise men.
但是他们完全挡不住仇敌的诡计。
But they could not withstand the deception of the enemy.
是神光照了马丁路德。
But the Lord shone his light on Martin Luther.
神的话临到他。
And his word came upon him.
他才知道完全受骗。
And Martin Luther realized that they were completely deceived.
所以从那个时候开始，教会有了一点点的恢复，对不对？
And from then on, there came about a bit of a restoration of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到末后的时代。
Brothers and sisters, today we are in the end times.
仇敌这个迷惑是要更厉害。
The enemy's deception is even greater.
我们可以说我们今天生活在一个大迷惑的时代。
We can say that we live in an era of great deception.
你看这个世界，看地上的教会，整个的情况都在这个迷惑当中了。
If you look at the world, if you look at the church, we're all fallen in this deceitfulness.
所以主的话给我们是重要的提醒。
So God's word offers a great reminder.
亚当夏娃。
Adam and Eve.
他们凭着自己的智慧做了错误的选择。
They relied on their own wisdom to make the wrong choice.
结果呢，带下来整个人类的堕落。
And as a result, brought in the fall of man.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须要被提醒。
We need to be reminded.
也许有人今天会这样想啊。
Perhaps some may think this way.
如果今天主再把我摆在伊甸园里面
，That if God placed me in the Garden of Eden，
我一定马上拣选生命树。
I would immediately pick the tree of life。
我一定不会像这个亚当夏娃这么愚蠢。
I wouldn't be like Adam and Eve who are so stupid。
但是弟兄姊妹，我请你看一看自己现在的生活。
But brothers and sisters, I ask that you carefully reflect on your own life.
你真的是拣选生命，活在生命里面吗？
Would you really pick the tree of life and live in this life?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌的这个诡计是非常的厉害的
The deception of the enemy is so great.
今天地上的教会所以会这么软弱
And today, the church on earth can be, is so weak.
神的儿女的属灵生活这么的混乱
And how chaotic is the spiritual lives of brothers and sisters.
就是因为有仇敌的迷惑摆在其中
It is all because in the midst of it is the deception of the enemy.
所以我们求主用这些例子能够提醒我们。
So we ask that the Lord may use these examples to remind us.
在今天这个紧迫的时代里面呢。
That in this critical time today.
主很快就要回来了。
As the Lord is coming back soon.
愿我们能听主的话。
May we listen to God's word.
抓住当有的机会好好的跟随主
May you grasp the opportunity to follow after him
所以昨天呢我们已经讲了这个亚当夏娃的这个故事
So yesterday we spoke of the story of Adam and Eve
我们已经从他们身上看见神给我们一些重要的提醒
And we received several reminders from them
那么今天这一堂呢我们要和弟兄姊妹从亚伯和该隐的身上看神如何来警戒我们
So in this session we will take a look at Cain and Abel and what reminders they offer
那么在创世纪第四章的里面
So in Genesis chapter 4
在这个第二节里面有一句非常重要的话。
In verse 2, there is a very important phrase.
这里说呢，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。
It says, and Abel was a keeper of flocks, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
那么有的像达比圣经翻的比较简单，他就说呢，这个亚伯是个 shepherd 啊。这个该隐呢是个 husbandman 就这样很简单
And the Darby version offers a simpler translation saying that Abel is a shepherd and Cain is a farmer
我们从这个字面上面来看啊
So from the words here
好像这里说到亚伯和该隐他们所从事的一个事业亚伯在那牧羊那么该隐在那里种地
It speaks of their profession that Abel is a keeper of flocks and Cain a tiller of the ground.
那么弟兄姊妹们在这里呢似乎神更是让我们注重那个亚伯士这个士这个字啊。
And the Lord wants us to pay attention that it says, and Abel was.
该隐士。
And Cain was.
啊。这个呢是因为圣经没有告诉我们亚伯到底牧了多少羊。
Because the Bible does not tell us how many flock did Abel shepherd.
那么亚伯是不是弄了一个大牧场啊
did Abel keep a great fold?
像今天很多教会的 mega church 一样的很多很多羊。
For example, today we have mega churches, we have so many people.
神没有提这个。
God did not specify this.
神在这里注重的亚伯是牧羊的。
But God focused on Abel was a keeper of flocks.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神把一些重要的一些真理隐藏在这里面。
God has hidden some deep truths in here.
我们知道有弟兄写过一些话很宝贵。
We know that there's a brother who wrote some precious words.
可能很多弟兄姊妹都知道。
And perhaps many brothers and sisters know this.
神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的，对吧？
God cares more about who we are than what we do.
那么神注重我们所事的。
God cares about who we are.
我们觉得在这里啊，这两句话是很鲜明的一个对比啊。
And so it's clear that there is there's two opposing sides here.
他的话很简单，就亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地，是种地。
Here it says Abel was a keeper of flocks, Cain was a tiller of the ground.
当然他们所做这些事情是有不同的项目。
And of course, they also did other things as well.
但是我们感觉到神在这里提醒我们呢，我们所事的更是重要。
But God reminds us here, who we are is more important.
因为在旧约啊，这个预表的时代，有很多的真理还不能像新约时代中这么的清楚。
Because in the Old Testament, there are certain truths that are not as clear as the New Testament.
啊，我们都晓得，到了新约时代，真理更清楚。
We know that in the New Testament, the truth is much more clear.
神不仅把我们救赎回来。
God not only redeemed us,
不仅要我们在地上侍奉神，为神做很多事。
God not only wants us to serve him on this earth,
神更注重的是我们这个人的光景。是吧？
God cares more about our condition and whether if we are.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
啊，事实上啊，
in reality,
在今天世界上也是这样。
This is the same way on earth.
啊，有一些职业是你要是什么，你才能做什么，对吧？
There are some professions that whether you can do something depends on whether you are.
啊，那比方说，你是个医生，你才能够医病人，对吧？
For example, if you are a doctor, then you can heal others.
但在我们生活中啊，你看很好，很可笑啊。
But it's quite funny that in our lives.
很多人都不是医生，但是我们很喜欢医别人。
We are not doctors, but we like healing other people.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it this way?
我们常常告诉你，你要吃这个药，你要吃那个，吃那个。
We often tell their people, you need to eat this, you need to eat that.
你要不是医生，你怎么去医别人呢？
You are not a doctor, so why are you giving this advice?
当然，在美国你这样做犯法的啊。
And of course, in America, this is illegal.
对，你是个医生，那么你就做这个医生的事啊。
So if you are a doctor, then you can do the things that a doctor does.
所以弟兄姊妹，我感觉到这里啊，神
更提醒
我们。
Here, God is reminding us.
那个是一个非常重要的一件事情。
Who you are is a very important thing.
啊。因为神所要的是那个是。
Because what God wants is that are.
神并不在乎我们外面做了多少。
God does not care how much we do externally.
但是呢，我们大多数人的眼光呢，我们都是盯在恩赐啊，盯在能力上，对吧？
But in the eyes of many, we often care about the accomplishments of other people.
哇，我们看见一个人一传福音，几十个人信主了。
You may hear someone share the gospel and tens of people believe.
我们看见很多人有这个能力，那个能力。
We see that some people may have this ability, that ability.
但是神所注重是我们这个人。
But God cares about the person.
我想弟兄姊妹都很清楚在新约时代中啊。
I'm sure that brothers and sisters are clear that in the New Testament,
就着神工作上的能力来讲，那是比较最大，对吧？
That the works of God are far greater.
虽然他的启示赶不上保罗。
So, the revelation cannot come to Paul.
但他做工的能力非常大。
Even though Paul's works was very great.
那么我们看见，彼得一传福音就3000人得救了。
We see Peter, who when he shares the gospel, 3,000 people believe.
再传福音就5000人得救了。
Shares the gospel again, and 5,000 people believe.
其实那5000是男丁啊，有人告诉我们大概30,000人得救了。
And that 5,000 is just the men, so it's probably greater than 10,000 the total.
在教会历史上，我们很少看见有人这么大的能力。
So it's very rare that we see someone of great ability like this in the Bible.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
彼得经过了失败，后来蒙恩之后。
That Peter, even though he failed and received grace afterwards.
因为他知道这个福音的能力是从神来的，不是他的。
Because he knew that the power of the gospel is from God and not from himself.
而神所注重是他这个人的改变。
And what God emphasized was the transformation of Peter.
所以他晚年写这个彼得前书的时候。
So when he wrote 1 Peter in the latter day years of his life,
他完全没有提说，哎呀，主借着我传福音叫多少人得救，从来不提这个东西。
He never mentions how God used him to preach the gospel to others.
他只知道一件事情，他需要魂的救恩。
He only knew that we needed the salvation of God.
魂的soul,
the salvation of our souls.
那么他知道如果他这个人没有改变。
And he knows that if his person did not undergo a transformation,
没有让基督的事来代替他的那个不是，一点价值都没有。
If he does not replace himself with Christ, then he has no value.
因为神要做工很容易啊。
Because if God needs to do his work, it's very simple. It's very easy.
我从前都以为说，哇，全本圣经里面恐怕这个彼得传福音的能力最大。
I used to say that throughout the Bible, Peter's ability to preach the gospel was the greatest.
最近呢，我就发现有另外一个人比他能力更大。
But I've come to realize there's another person whose ability to preach is even greater.
弟兄姊妹知道是谁吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know who it is?
那就是约拿。
That is Enoch.
Jonah.
Joel, sorry.
Jonah.
Jonah.
那个先知约拿。
The prophet Jonah.
我们都知道约拿，大家很清楚约拿的故事啊。
And we are very clear with the story of Jonah.
你看这个约拿多固执。
You see how stubborn Jonah was.
他那个魂呢是强得不得了的。
And he was so stubborn.
神叫他到尼尼微去传福音，结果他跑掉了。
God told him to go to Nineveh, but he ran away.
他一点都不愿意顺服神的带领。
And he is not willing to submit to God's guidance.
结果呢，他有了一个很特别的经历啊，被一个大鱼吞到肚子里去了。
And as a result, he had this very unique experience. He was swallowed up by this huge fish.
在大鱼肚子里面三天三夜。
And he was in the belly of this fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
我们都知道这个没有人有这个经历的，对吧？
And we know that no one else had this experience.
你三天三夜根本活不了的。
And there's no way to live past 3 days.
哎呀，他居然有这么一个奇妙的经历啊。
Yet he had such an amazing experience.
当然后来主说这个神迹啊，乃是预表主耶稣将来要下阴间三天三夜。
And God later said that this served as a sign that Christ would go down to Hades and after 3 days rise up again.
所以我们可以说呢，约拿经历了一个人所没有办法经历的一个大经历啊。
So Jonah experiences great experience that no one else could experience.
我们今天有很多弟兄姊妹常常有一点点小的经历啊，哇，我们就很得意了。
So sometimes today, some of us, when we have a small experience, we become very satisfied about it.
你的经历赶不上那个约拿的，对吧？
But your experience cannot compare to Jonah's.
然后从鱼肚子里出来之后，
And after leaving the belly of the fish,
他就跑到尼尼微去传福音去了。
He went to Nineveh to preach.
圣经记载尼尼微的城市非常的大。
And because there it says the city of Nineveh is very great.
哇，你光走路要走三天的。
But the road is very long, and by even walking, you need to walk more than 3 days.
结果呢，这个约拿呢就跑到尼尼微，就在那里喊了一句很简单的话。
And then Jonah went to Nineveh and said a very simple statement.
哇，他不像我们传福音呢，我们传福音的话呢，我们要预备多少的内容啊，对吧？
When we share the gospel, we share so much content.
哎呀，预备主的话，然后预备很多感动人的例子。
And we often use many touching examples.
能够叫这些福音朋友们听的都这个掉眼泪的。
To the point where the gospel friends, when they hear what we share, they come to tears.
结果你预备了半天去传了，是有几个人得救了。
And we prepare so hard to share the gospel, and in the end, only a few believe.
但是约拿很简单的。
But Jonah, it was very simple for him.
他就再过40天，尼尼微就要倾覆了。
All he said was, yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown.
这就是他福音的信息啊，就这么一句话。
This is the content of his preaching, just this one sentence.
结果才走了一天的路程。
And so he did a one day's walk.
哇，尼尼微全程悔改啊。
And all the people of Nineveh all repented.
从坐宝座的君王一直到这些百姓各个家庭都悔改。
From the king of Nineveh down to all the households, they all repented.
大披麻蒙灰。
And they all covered themselves with sackcloth.
禁食。
They all fasted.
连那些动物牛羊都不给他吃。
Even the livestock they did not feed.
所以你可以想象那天呢在这个尼尼微啊。
So you can imagine that Like that day in Nineveh.
啊，这个人不吃的话呢，你还可以忍住啊。这个牛羊不吃，它要叫，这个满城都是牛羊叫声的，是不是这样
？If man does not eat, he can maybe sustain himself, but if the herd cannot eat, they will.
哇，我们就说约拿这个福音的能力之大。
So the fact that the livestock didn't even eat, you can see the power of this preaching.
简单的一句话叫全城都悔改。
Such a simple sentence, yet the whole city repented.
啊，主对最后对约拿说啊，这个城里面有120,000人是不能分辨左右手的。
And God told them that in this city that there are 12,000 people that cannot separate their left hand from their right hand.
那我们知道这些都是婴孩，对不对
？120,000, so we know that even there are infants.
所以因此有些弟兄们。就去推算到底尼尼微有多少人。
So we can imagine how many people are there in Nineveh.
哇，我看有个弟兄告诉我们说，尼尼微城里面有600,000人。
A brother tells us that in Nineveh there are 6,000,000 people.
就在那一天，约拿利用简单的一句话。
So that day in Nineveh, this simple sentence.
结果整个尼尼微600,000人悔改。
Then the 6,000,000 people in Nineveh all repented.
哇，这个是不是比彼得还厉害啊？
This is even greater than what Peter did.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然约拿有那个这么大的精力，这么大的能力。
Brothers and sisters, even though Jonah had such great ability.
但是我们看见约拿书，神的整个注意力在约拿的身上。
But we see throughout the book of Jonah, God'semphasis and focus was on Jonah himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道神做工很容易的。
For God to do his work, it is very easy.
旧约里面有很多的这些神迹啊，你看见神做起来很容易的。
There are many miracles throughout the Old Testament that when for God to do it is very easy.
啊，神可以叫红海分开。
If God calls the Red Sea to part,
哇，神可以叫地球停住，约书亚之王。
God says that God can cause the earth to stop spinning, as it says in Joshua.
你没有无法想象，对不对
？There's no way for us to even comprehend this.
所以，亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要明白一件事情。
We need to understand one thing.
你能够在主手中被主用，能够。显出一些工作的果效是好的啊。
For you to be used by the Lord, for you to be used by the Lord to bear some fruit, that is a good thing.
但神更重视的是你这个人的改变。
But what God cares about is your transformation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
神的心意向着我们，那实在是极其极其的宝贵。
This is a very, very precious to us.
所以我们的弟兄说呢，神重视我们 说是的，过于我们所做的。
So the brother said that God cares about who we are as opposed to what we do.
所以今天主把我们摆在时间的里面。
So God has placed us in time.
我们已经得着永生了。
We have received eternity.
那么现在在我们生活中最该注重是什么呢？
So now in our lifetimes, what should we focus on the most?
当然你要顺服主，主要用你，要给主用。
Of course, we need to be obedient to the Lord and to be used by Him.
如果有的时候有的弟兄姊妹觉得说好像今天什么事也没有。
If there are people who, brothers and sisters who believe that today there's nothing to do.
但是你仍就要记得。
But you must remember.
这是主给我们的机会。
This is an opportunity that the Lord has given us.
让我们这个人能有更多的改变。
For ourselves to be transformed.
所以呢，在这个末后的时代啊，我有时候常常早晨醒来的时候啊。
So in these end times, often when I wake up.
我说主啊，感谢你还没有来，你宽容我。
I say, Lord, thank you that you have not returned yet. You have mercy on me.
我又多了一天的机会可以改变。
To have one more day opportunity to change.
不是说今天的无所事事了，不知道干什么啊。
It's not to say that I don't know what to do today.
我们知道神把时间是机会，神留给我们非常非常的宝贵。
We know that this time, this opportunity God has allotted to us is very precious.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们才发现神有一个非常大的荣耀的心意。
So we see that this is a very glorious purpose God has for us.
神在出埃及记第三章的里面。
A God in Exodus chapter 3.
当摩西问神说你叫什么名字啊？
When Moses asked God, what is his name?
结果神就怎么样？神就把他的名字告诉摩西。
So God told his name to Moses.
但是那个名字很特别啊。
His name is very special.
他的名字就是我是那我是的。
I am who I am.
这个真的是一个很特别的一件事情。
This is a very special event.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为原来神有一个重要的心意。
Because God had this very special purpose.
他要把他的事做在他所创造的人里面。
He wants to do his work in his creation, in the people he created.
所以呢，我们有的弟兄们明白就说呢 ，I am 这是一个在英文里面是一个现代式，对不对
？So this phrase "I am" this is in a present state.
Yeah. So I am that I am.
I am who I am.
因为这里告诉我们说呢
Because here it tells us.
只有是这个是的你才能超越时间的。
This I am surpasses time.
所以有人说呢这个 I am 的意思就是它是永远的现在。
So this I am is this eternal present.
当然这些话我们读起来觉得很玄妙对不对
So when we read this, we feel like this is very...melodic.
但是这是神要把他的永远种在人心里面的。
But this is God wanting to abide in man eternally.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那么在出埃及记第三章那里。
So in Exodus chapter 3.
神做了一个重要的宣告等于是。
God made this important declaration.
但是那个呢离神的拯救以色列神的百姓的距离还非常的遥远。
But it's still very far away from, the Israelites being saved out of Egypt.
所以我们读出埃及记故事我们只觉得说神是要把要摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
So when we read Exodus, we just read about how God uses Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
因为在旧约时代中啊
Because in the Old Testament,
主耶稣基督的救恩还没有成就呢。
The Lord's salvation has not been accomplished yet.
所以神没有办法把他这个重要的心意呢，那么完全的把它启示出来。
So God could not reveal the totality of his purpose yet.
但是在那里，神已经做了一个非常重要的宣告。
But here, God makes this very important declaration.
所以摩西呢，我们不知道他是不是完全的明白神的这个意思。
So we don't know if Moses comprehended what God meant.
所以你看我们中文呢，就把它翻成自有永有的，是吧？
So in Chinese it says that today and forever.
就翻成自那个里面就包含了永远的性质在里面。
So it captures this eternal aspect.
感谢主啊，今天神是要把他的这个事做到我们里面来。
So thank the Lord that today God, this I am is now in us.
所以你看这个在希伯来书里面呢。
So in Hebrews,
他就有这种奇妙的话呢。
There's this amazing phrase.
他说到神面前来的人必须信他是。
That those who approach God must believe that he is.
我们知道教会历史上很多人在解释这句话。
So we know that there are many people who try to interpret what this means.
解释这个是。
To explain what it means that he is.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多的人就领会说什么呢？有人说呢，好像呢，你要相信神是，就你有什么需要，他就是什么。
There are preachers who say that this he is means that if you have any need, you must trust that he can provide.
啊，你有病，他就是医治，对吧
？If you are sick, that he can provide healing.
你有这个需要，他就是供应。
If you have any need, he will provide.
所以有很多人就一直在解释这个是。
So there are many people who try to explain what this he is means.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个是这个字啊，我想用这样的话来解释它。
So to explain this word is, I think I'll say this.
这是呢，神的意思就是神是表里一致的。是里面跟外面都一样的。
That this is that he's the same inside and out.
并且是永远不会变。
And that he is everlasting, does not change.
所以在希伯来书里面他讲到主耶稣是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
That's why Hebrews says that yesterday, today, and forever, he is always the same.
弟兄姊妹们这个是就是说他表里都是一致。
This is means that he is the same inside and out.
我们用一个简单的一个比方来说明一下。
We'll use a simple metaphor to explain this.
比方你手中现在有一块纯金啊。
Pretend that you have this pure gold.
啊，那么你这个金子呢，你可以打造成金灯台，灯台是吧
？For example, you can turn this gold into a golden lampstand.
你也可以做个金的剪刀。
You can turn it into a gold scissor.
虽然它这些形象外面的形象不一样，但是它里面的本质不改变。
So even though externally they may look like different things, but inside they are the same.
它做成这个一个形状之后，它还是纯金的。
Because no matter what shape, it is still pure gold.
所以今天呢，神在我们身上的工作也是这样。
So today, God's work in us is the same.
要在我们里面做到一个地步，跟外面你的表现情况一样。
That is, for us on the inside to be the same as we are on the outside.
但是你看看我们属灵的生活。
But if you take a look at our spiritual lives.
我们里外一致嘛。
Are we the same inside and out?
我们常常都是外面所讲的跟里面的根本就不对，对不对？
Oftentimes, what we say on the outside is not compatible with our inside.
So, 有的时候是主给我们恩赐。
So sometimes the Lord gives us His grace.
你能够讲些道。
We may be able to preach something.
但是你还不是的。
But you still, you are not.
我碰见一个青年弟兄啊，他很好。
So there's his brother. He's very good.
他这些年常常被人家请到很多地方去讲道。
And he has been invited to many places to preach.
但是他常常有时候跟我讲啊。
But he oftentimes he tells me.
他说我每次讲完道，我都觉得我自己啊很虚伪。
Says after I preach, sometimes I feel very empty and ashamed.
No. 这个像法利赛人一样的虚伪 ，hypocrite.
Oh, like the Pharisees, very like a hypocrite.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹们，这是有感觉的弟兄啊，这是很好的弟兄啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a good brother who knows.
我常常也是这样这个感觉啊。
And oftentimes I also have this feeling.
哎呀，我常常感，不过呢，有一次有一个年长弟兄帮助我，倒是很好。
One time there was this elderly brother who helped me.
因为我那个时候年纪轻啊，那么在教会里面说去传福音啊。
Because at that time I was young and I was going to churches to preach the
gospel. 我这个例子曾经跟你们讲过
了。And I have shared this example with you before.
啊，我传福音在讲堂上面讲信耶稣有平安有喜乐。
I was sharing, believe in Jesus and you'll have peace and joy.
其实我里面一点平安都没有，一点喜乐都没有。
But I had no peace and joy in my own heart.
所以回来的时候我就很沮丧。
So when I went back home, I was very sorrowful.
我就觉得我很虚伪。
I thought I was very hypocritical.
所以我就跑去跟个年长的弟兄讲。
So I went to the elderly brother and spoke to him.
我说我以后再也不要传福音了，我再也不要讲了。
I told him I don't want to share the gospel in the future.
因为我告诉别人信耶稣喜乐，我自己没喜乐。
Because I tell other people to have peace and joy, but I do not have it myself.
我这不是很虚伪吗？
Isn't this hypocritical?
我感谢主啊，他呢是有点经验的。
But we thank the Lord that he has experience.
他说哎呀。他说你又不是讲你自己，你是讲主耶稣啊。
The brother says, you're not speaking about yourself, you're speaking about Christ.
这个倒是叫我得释放啊。
And this freed me.
所以呢以后呢我不喜乐我还是可以传喜乐的道。
So even though I might not be joyful, I can still share this joy.
因为主耶稣的确是喜乐啊。
Because indeed Christ is this joy.
哎，那个听得到的人他真的喜乐。
And those who hear the word can receive this joy.
当然弟兄姊妹，我们知道这样的情形是不够的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, do you know that this condition is not enough?
是我们里外不一致。
If our inside and outside are not equal.
所以今天神要做工啊，要把他的事做到我们的里面来。
So for God to do his work today, he wants to become our I am.
所以你读约拿的故事的时候啊。
So when you read the story of Jonah.
神根本不在乎他外面有多大能力做多少事情。
God does not care about what great works he did on the outside.
神非常的爱约拿。
He loved Jonah very much.
因为神要得着约拿。
Because God wanted to gain Jonah.
神要把他自己做到约拿里面去。
God wants to work himself into Jonah.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们来到神的跟前。
Today as we come before God.
我们必须相信神是。
We must believe that he is.
哇，这个实在是太重要的一件事情。
This is such an important matter.
他如果是你的喜乐，是你的平安，这些也是祝福，对不对？
If he is your peace and he is your joy, these are blessings.
他是光。
He is light.
但是神希望你也发光。
But God wants you to also shine light.
所以今天呢，这个是神对我们蒙恩得救人所有的一个极其宝贵的意念。
So this is something that he desires in us who have been saved by grace.
所以在时间中啊，这是神重要的工作。
So this is an important work God wants to do in time.
他要把他自己做到你的里面。
He wants to work himself into you.
他要把他的事做到你的里面。
He He wants to be his I am in you.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们知道神没有办法直接进到我们里面,
we know that God cannot directly just enter into us.
所以他差遣他的儿子到成肉身的。
So he sent forth his son to become flesh.
那么神要借着基督把他的事做到我们的里面。
And through Christ, God wants to become our I am in us.
所以主耶稣到地上来就说我是。
So when Christ came to this earth, he says, I am.
哇犹太人说你这个亵渎神的你怎么是个人你敢讲你是呢
And there are many Jews saying, how can you blaspheme God by saying I am?
但是弟兄姊妹们感谢我。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
因为我们透过基督我们可以得做神的那个事。
Because through Christ, we can obtain God as I am.
所以保罗在这个哥林多后书里面就讲到了。
So Paul also says this in 2 Corinthians.
他说神的应许不管是有多少。
That no matter how many, the promises of God.
那么在基督里都是是的。
That in Christ is I am, he is.
那么也是阿们。
And this is also Amen.
所以这里呢 也解释那个是那个是就是实实在在。
So this is always.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
当他把救恩做成了之后。
That after he does this,
弟兄姊妹们神就让所有相信他的人接受他做救主的人就得着了这个生命。
God wants everyone who believes in him and receives his salvation, to receive his life.
这个生命里面包含了基督的性情和他的性格。
And this life contains the characteristics and attributes of Christ.
他也是把神的那个事带到我们里面。
And this I am can also be brought to us.
所以因此呢今天在教会在基督徒生活里面有一个标准啊。
So there is a standard.
出于基督的就是。
If you belong to Christ, you are.
啊如果不是出于基督的。
And if it's not from Christ,
就不是。
Then you are not.
弟兄姊妹们我们今天不仅看见主耶稣是我们的救主。
Brothers and sisters, today we not only consider whether Christ is our Savior.
他是唯一的拯救。
Because he is the only salvation.
弟兄姊妹们他更是我们的生命。
But even more, he is our life.
神把这个生命给我们了。
Because God has given us this life.
这是我们生活和侍奉的一个根基。
And this is the foundation of our living.
因为只有在这个根基里面所产生的结果在神眼中才能被悦纳。
Because only on this foundation can we bear fruit that is acceptable to God.
因为出于这个生命的它才是是的。
Because only from this life is it is.
感谢主神把基督赐给了我们。
So thank God that he has given Christ to us.
所以我们知道呢亚伯是牧羊的。
So we know that Abel was a keeper of flocks.
啊这一句话到今天我想我们蒙恩得救人都很能明白这个羊那么是指的基督说的。
So we know that the flocks in today, we know that it points to Christ.
亚伯的生命生活是以基督为中心的以羊为中心的。
The center of Abel's life, like Christ, is this flock.
我们也可以说呢他做了一个正确的选择。
And we can say that Abel made the right choice.
而该隐呢
But Cain,
做了错误的选择。
Cain made the wrong choice.
圣经说该隐是种地的。
Cain was a tiller of the ground.
神用这么最简单的一幅图画告诉我们了。
God uses a simple illustration to tell us.
亚伯是对的，该隐是错的。
Abel was right and Cain was wrong.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们看见今天呢，我们大多数的人的有时候许多生活呢，好像还是走该隐的路啊。
But we see today, oftentimes, many people still walk the way of Cain.
他跑去种地去了。
Cain went to till the ground.
我们知道在创世纪第三章里面告诉我们呢，因着亚当夏娃的堕落，这个地已经被咒诅了。
You know that because of what Adam and Eve did, that the ground was cursed.
神向着所有属地的事物都说 no, 都不能接受。
And so anything that comes from the ground is not acceptable to God.
结果呢，这个该隐呢，在这个地上花功夫，花力气。
So Cain exerted his energy on the ground.
我想在我们基督徒生活里面，常常我们提醒说，我们不要注意那些属地的东西。
So brothers and sisters, we ought not to pay attention to things on the ground.
啊，但是呢，这个该隐以地为他的中心。
However, Cain regarded the ground as the center.
我们不能怀疑说这个该隐的用心不对啊，可能他的用心也是好的。
We cannot fault Cain for his effort, because his effort was perhaps there.
因为他最后他得到的许多的土产，他也拿来献给神呢。
Because he did bring an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground.
你感觉他还是为着神做的。
So he did do this for the Lord.
但是呢，他把他所有都摆在这个地上。
But all that he had, he put on the ground.
弟兄姊妹们，这对我们是一个重要的提醒啊。
So brothers and sisters, this is an important reminder to us.
我有时候看见呢，我们弟兄姊妹呢，像有的人家里的孩子们呢，读书有好的成绩啊，有好的结果啊。
So sometimes I see in some households that there are children who receive really good grades.
当然，我们不要轻看这些东西啊。
Of course, we shouldn't not pay attention to such things.
做父母的要给儿女们一点鼓励，对吧？
And those who are parents should encourage their children.
你不能说你儿子今天回来拿了一个这个 straight A 回来了，给你看成绩单给你看。
It shouldn't be the case where if your children comes back with all A's and you look at it,
哎呀，这个属地的啊，不能这么说的，对不对？
You as a parent should not say, "Oh, this is of the ground."
你 the earthly things, 你可以，我们可以这个很欢喜，也给他一点鼓励，对吧？
You shouldn't say that this is an earthly thing. You should still be happy for your children.
但是我们要注意，我们不要拿到教会里面来夸耀嘛。
But we shouldn't bring it to the church to boast.
因为你拿神面前来那是不行的。
Because, before God, that is not okay.
因为神不能接受这些东西的。
Because God cannot accept such things.
所以我们不轻看人在地上的努力的那些结果。
So we do not look intently on the things of the earth.
但是我们也知道这些东西跟属灵事情是不相关的，没有用的。
Because these things are not compatible with the spiritual things.
我们不能用这个在教会在主跟前来夸口。
So we should not boast of such things in the house of God.
当然今天我们所努力的啊，应该是在属灵的事情上面。
And of course today we need to work hard in spiritual things.
那么该隐呢，那么他把他所有的精神力量都摆在这个方面。
And Cain, we see, he exerted all his efforts on the ground, on earthly things.
所以圣经的话就说，该隐是种地的。
So the Bible says Cain was a tiller of the ground.
我想神用最简单的图画提醒我们，这个非常的鲜明的。
So God uses this simple illustration to teach us this great thing.
那么，在第四章的里面，
So in chapter 4,
这里说到有一天
it says that one day,
弟兄姊妹们，这个有一天呢，在这个原文的意思里面，他说经过了一个过程之后呢，达到了一种情形。我想那个就是关键时刻了，对吧？
And the English translation says, so it came about in a course of time, that is, it has come to this crucial, critical time.
该隐就把他地里的土产拿来献祭。
Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground.
他把那个结果带到神的跟前来。
He brought this fruit of the ground to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个 我们都知道在旧约圣经里面这个献祭是大事情。
We know that in the Old Testament, this sacrifice, this offering was an important thing.
因为这个献是给神的。
Because this is an offering to the Lord.
那并且我们知道呢, 所有的献祭经过祭坛都是经过火的。
And we know that all sacrifices when offered at a temple needs to go through fire.
所以这个呢对我们来讲也就是你今天做了很多事情来到神跟前经过一个考验。
So for us, that means everything that we do when we bring before God, it needs to be tested.
圣经很清楚告诉我们, 凡是没有经过试验过的东西神不会接受。
So it is clear that for anything that is not tested, God does not accept.
那么这个时候要经过一个考验。
So these things need to be tested.
那么我们晓得呢, 你这个经过这个火,
So when it's tested through fire,
弟兄姊妹们, 那就是, 你不可能再回头的。
Brothers and sisters, at that point, it's the point of no return.
啊, 你一个祭司, 你宰杀了之后, 那么放在柴上面, 这个火的一烧, 你就不可能回头的。
When the priest offers up the animal through fire, at that point, there's no return.
所以这个献祭是一个总结, 你做的事情一个总的结果。
So this sacrifice is this summary.
弟兄姊妹，这里非常重要的一个提醒。
So brothers and sisters, here there's this important reminder.
我们知道圣经有很多的话警戒我们。
We know that there are many words in Scripture that warn us.
将来到了那个最后的大审判的时候,
that on a day of great judgment,
你没办法悔改的。
There's no more opportunity to repent.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是非常严重的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a crucial thing.
所以我们要提醒自己。
So we need to remind ourselves.
今天主还给我们机会的时候呢, 你不要犯这些错误啊。
That as long as God gives us opportunity today, do not commit wrongs.
我喜欢用一个小小的例子来说明一下。
I like to use a small example to illustrate this.
就是你这个学生呢, 读书读过一段时间说, 就要有考试对不对?
Like you are a student, and after studying for some time, you have an exam.
我也做过学生的, 经过了很多的考试。
I myself was a student, and I went through many exams.
有几次我真的是非常的懊悔。
And there are many times I have been very regretful.
那我在考试的时候我写了很多答案。
On a test, I would write many answers.
这个时间一到,老师说还说停,那你就要停了,对不对?
And then when it comes to the point where the teacher calls time, you have to stop.
我把这个考卷交上去了啊。
So I hand in my exam papers.
我就从教室的门口出去。
And I leave the classroom.
嘿,很奇妙,我这个脚一踩到教室门口的时候啊。
And it's amazing, the moment I step foot outside of the classroom,
忽然发现我刚刚那个题目啊, 我的答案不对。
I suddenly realized that the answer I put down was not correct.
嘿,这个对的答案出来了。
And this correct answer appeared in my mind.
你想我还能回去跟老师讲说对不起,能不能考卷拿回来我改一改,可不可以啊?
Do you think I can go back to the teacher and ask if I can change my answer?
老师不会做的。
The teacher will not allow you.
哎呀,所以我离开那个门口是懊恼的不得了。
So as I leave the classroom, I'm so frustrated.
我还不仅一次,好几次这样的情况。
And this is not a one-time thing, it happened multiple times.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
所以我常常在主面前祷告。
So oftentimes I pray before the Lord.
我说主啊，我这一生有很多次的懊悔。
Say, Lord, there are times where I have many regrets.
都叫我心里很难过。
And this brings much sorrow to my heart.
我求你怜悯我。
May you have mercy on me.
绝不容许你回来的时候我懊悔。
Do not let me regret the day you come back.
我求你怜悯我。
May you have mercy on me.
我说我这一生呢，懊悔的事情太多了，够了。
There are so many regrettable things in my life, and I want it to be done.
如果那一天你回来了，我们懊悔。
If I regret the day that you come back,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
这个现实
就是我们总有一天会来到一个好像主也讲了算账的时候。
There will be day when the Lord comes back.
所以我们要求主施恩给我们。
So we need grace from the Lord.
今天我们趁着有机会在主面前。
Today, as we have this opportunity before the Lord,
能够真正的悔改。
We need to truly repent.
有很多人讲说，你这个读这个创世纪第四章的时候。
So many people say that when you read chapter 4,
他这里说呢，
Genesis,
亚伯 was, 那个英文里面他这个那个过去式是 was a shepherd,
It says, Abel was a shepherd.
哎，这个也是很重要的提醒。
And this is also an important reminder.
如果今天我们所做的，我们还有机会。
That is, if we are doing something today and we still have opportunity.
我们还可以有改的机会。
We still have an opportunity to change.
如果一变成 was, 那就不能改了。那就已经
变成了。Because if you turn into the present tense was, there's no time to change.
感谢主亚伯做了对的选择。
So thank the Lord that Abel made the right choice.
虽然他过去了，但是呢，他的选择是对的。
Because even though time has passed, he made the right choice.
而该隐在这里选择的呢，是错的。
But the choice that Cain made was wrong.
所以我们看见该隐没有回头的路。
So we see that Cain was at the point of no return.
哦，这是圣经给我们何等重要的一个提醒。
This is such an important reminder that the Bible gives to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经来到了时代的末了。
Brothers and sisters, we have come to the end of time.
啊，今天主还没有回来。
Today, the Lord has not yet come back.
他不单言呢，他是给我们机会。
But he's delaying himself to give us opportunities.
所以这个最终的时刻没来到的时候
So as long as the final moment has not yet come,
我们都要把这个时候当作是一个关键的时候。
We need to treat this time as a critical time.
主借着亚伯和该隐对我们的心说话。
Because the Lord is speaking to us through Cain and Abel.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, we thank God.
你我都是蒙神拣选神的儿女。
Because we have been chosen as children of God.
我们知道神已经在我们身上让我们经历了他的大怜悯。
We have already experienced his great mercy that he has lavished on us.
但愿我们能体贴神的心意。
So may we truly know God's heart.
因为神不仅救我们，他要改变我们。
Because God not only saves us, He wants to transform us.
这是神终极的心意啊，圣经已经把他的旨意整个启示出来了。
And He wants to reveal His eternal purpose to us.
那么在这个在加拉太书啊。
So in Galatians.
那里有一句话弟兄姊妹都很熟悉的。
There is a very familiar phrase here.
第三章第十一节的话。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
在讲基督是一切又在一切之内。
So, 加拉太第三章。
三章十一节。
三章。
Christ is all and in all.
Oh, Christ is all and in all.
啊， 弟兄姊妹们，这是神对教会的心意。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's will towards His church.
因为神要借着他的儿子，借着耶稣基督，先把他的事充满整个教会。
Because God wants to fill the church with His being I am.
充满我们所有蒙恩得救的圣徒。
To fill in all the saints.
啊，这是神定的心意。
Because this is the experience of Christ.
当然，今天我们看见这个心意还没有得到完全的结果，对吧？
So we know that this will has not been fully accomplished yet.
但是有一天它会达到这个完全的。
But one day it will reach the point of completion.
等到主耶稣把神的这个目的在教会里面完全的时候。
And when God accomplishes His will through Christ Jesus.
在哥林多前书十五章里面就告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it tells us.
那么神的儿子要把国交给父。
That Christ will hand over His kingdom to the Father.
啊，那么在这个时候呢。
And then at this time.
终极的目的就达到了。
Then God's ultimate purpose is achieved.
我们的神他终极成为他是一切又在一切之内。
Like God will be all in all.
所以整个宇宙里面都要充满神的事。
So in all the universe, God will be in all.
弟兄姊妹们，我们满心感谢我们的神。
We give our God our full of thanks.
神没有隐藏什么不告诉我们的。
Because He did not hide anything from us.
今天你我的蒙恩得救。
Today we have been saved by grace.
我们承受了何等大的一个恩典和祝福。
What great grace and a blessing have we received?
所以求主叫我们不活在自己的愚昧里面。
So may the Lord not us continue to dwell in our foolishness.
不中仇敌的诡计。
To not fall into the enemy's snares.
不要活在仇敌的迷惑当中。
To not fall prey to his deceit.
我们应当把我们的眼目定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
But we need to focus our sight on Christ Jesus.
我们不仅让他成为我们生活的中心。
Not only do we need to make him the center of our life.
也让圣灵在我们里面做工，把基督的所事做工在我们里面。
We need the Holy Spirit to work in us so that Christ is.
我们基督徒常都明白一句话，就是我们今天要磨成神儿子的形象。
We often say that we need to be conformed to the image of Christ.
什么叫磨成神儿子的形象啊？
What does it mean to be conformed to the image of Christ?
就是让神的儿子把神的事带到我们的里面。
That is, we are molded so that Christ is becomes reality in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
今天他仍旧没有放弃，仍旧做工在我们身上。
That he did not forsake his work in us.
并且把所有的机会都量给我们。
And he has given us all this opportunity.
所以我们必须看见我们的日子，我们的在地上的生活。
So we need to see that our lives, the days of our lives now.
只有在他里面才是是的。
Only in him can it be is.
只有在他里面是阿们。
Only in him can it be amen.
我们有很多基督徒，我想我们都懂得祷告完了最后来个阿们。
We Christians know that at the end of the prayer we say amen.
这个阿们呢，其实什么意思呢？
What does amen mean?
本来就阿们就是的意思。
I mean, it is, so it is.
更好的就是感觉就是阿们是主是的，我不是的，是阿们。
And a better way to say it is, Christ is and not me.
所以我们基督徒有祷告时要大声的喊阿们。
So when Christians, when we pray, we need to say amen loudly.
主啊，你是的。
Because the meaning is Christ is.
我从前在那个老的那个聚会的团体里面说，他们很会喊阿们。
So when I was meeting with my old assembly, they would say amen very loudly.
我大叫是阿门阿门的，不过呢不太知道我们什么意思。
阿门阿门。
但是我们现在弟兄姊妹很多时候听不见多少阿门的声音。
But nowadays we don't hear much amens.
所以呢现在喊阿门。
So we need to shout amen.
就是我不是主是。
That is, I am not what Christ is.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我想在这样一个关键的时候。
Then it's such a critical time.
还有不多的日子我们在地上等候主的回来。
While the days until Christ's return is limited.
愿主借祂的话。
May the Lord use his word to shine a light on us.
来提醒我们。
To remind us.
来激励我们。
To encourage us.
但愿我们能像亚伯一样。
So that we may be like Abel.
亚伯是牧羊的。
Abel was a keeper of flocks.
我们乃是以是以基督为中心的。
We want Christ is to be the center.
我们是要更多得着基督的事。
And we want more of Christ is.
我想如果我们是这样的。
I think if we are like this,
到主回来的时候,
when the Lord returns,
每个弟兄姊妹都可以欢欢喜喜地来见主。
Then all brothers and sisters can be joyous to come to the Lord.
求主让我们珍惜眼前的一点年日。
So may the Lord teach us to count our days.
愿主用这些话祝福我们所有弟兄姊妹。
So may the Lord use this word to bless each of us.
我们请低头在一边祷告。
Let's bow our head for the word prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with our full hearts.
你向我们所怀的意念真是又多又宝贵。
What great of a will do you have for us, and how precious it is.
我们常常感觉我们很愚钝。
Well, oftentimes we are very dumb.
我们对你所说的话，我们好像没有太多的反应。
We do not seem to have a reaction to your word.
很多时候我们的己人就是霸占着我们的全人。
And we oftentimes are unable and we focus on ourselves.
主，我们需要你的怜悯。
So we need your mercy.
我们求你借着真理的圣灵引我们进入这些话语的实际。
May you use the spirit of truth to teach us this reality.
让我们在不多的日子的里面。
So in our limited days.
主，我们能像先祖像亚伯一样。
So that we may be like our ancestors, like Abel.
在生活中有对的选择。
In life, that we would make the right choice.
那么在那个关键的时候能够有正确的。
So in a critical time.
所以我们仰望你自己的恩典。
So we may make the right choice. So we look towards you.
我们知道只有你能保守我们永不失脚。
Lord, we know that only you can prevent us from stumbling.
我们愿意把自己再次交在你的手中。
We are willing to offer ourselves into your hands.
愿你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.